Have you ever come across a religious practice that really sparks your curiosity, but maybe feels a bit private to ask about?
Yeah, those things you wonder about but don't quite know how to approach.
Exactly. Well, today we're kind of pulling back the curtain on something unique: Mormon garments.
Ah, yes, often called sacred underwear or temple garments.
Right. And they hold, well, immense spiritual significance for members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Absolutely fundamental for many members.
So for our deep dive today, we're leaning on a really comprehensive article from Christian Culture News.
Okay.
It's titled "Understanding Mormon Garments: Insights from the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives." It really distills a lot of info.
That sounds like a great starting point. Gives context, history.
Yeah, history, spiritual meaning, cultural perceptions, the whole picture.
What's really fascinating, I think, is just how deeply intertwined these garments are with the spiritual lives, the covenants of LDS members.
Providence, right, those promises.
Exactly. It's a profound daily expression of faith. It connects individuals to their community, their beliefs.
So our mission today really is to help you cut through some of the maybe common misconceptions.
Yeah, get a more nuanced understanding.
We want you to walk away knowing what these garments are, why they're so important, and how they're seen inside and outside the faith.
Basically, to get you well informed on something that, let's face it, often sparks a lot of curiosity.
Okay, let's unpack this. You mentioned that idea of the daily expression. So at their core, what are these garments? What's their immediate purpose?
Well, fundamentally, they are undergarments, but they're considered sacred by members.
Sacred underwear, as the term goes.
Right. They're worn as a tangible kind of daily expression of an individual's covenant with God.
Those sacred promises made in the temple.
Precisely. Promises that guide their life. Their origin actually goes back to the early days of the church.
How far back?
Introduced as symbols of spiritual protection and constant reminders of the commitments made during temple ceremonies.
Temple ceremonies, where members deepen their devotion through rituals.
Exactly. It's all tied together.
So it sounds like it's much less about showing something outwardly and more about an internal personal commitment.
That's exactly right. It embodies a deep-seated faith. It acts as this continuous reminder of like religious allegiance
And protection.
and a believed protection against temptation, against spiritual danger. That's a key aspect for many.
Okay, so how does that translate into what they actually look like, the physical characteristics?
Well, what might surprise outsiders is their specific design. They're unique, typically made of cotton or a cotton blend.
Comfort's important for daily wear, I imagine.
Definitely. Comfort and modesty are emphasized. They're meant to encourage a lifestyle of, holiness and virtue.
You mentioned origins. How far back does this tradition go? And have they always looked the same?
We trace it back to Joseph Smith, the founder of the church,
Like,
back in the 1840s, based on revelations he reportedly received.
and how did early leaders view them?
They saw them as a very physical manifestation of spiritual belief, a direct means of protection, almost like a shield against evil.
Wow, a shield.
Yeah, designed to reinforce righteousness in daily life. But no, it's not a static tradition. They've definitely changed.
Awesome.
Initially, they were quite simple, mostly cotton, like I said. But over time, the design, the materials, they evolved.
To keep up with the times.
Exactly. Different fabrics, different styles for comfort, for functionality. It reflects broader changes in, clothing and textiles.
So when did they become more standardized?
By the 20th century, their use was much more standardized, and church leaders consistently reiterated the teachings around them.
That's really interesting how something so sacred adapts subtly to modern life, but keeps its core meaning.
Absolutely.
So beyond the physical form and history, what's the spiritual weight? What do they symbolize?
Profoundly, they represent commitment. Commitment to the faith and to those sacred covenants made in the temple.
You mentioned markings earlier.
Yes, the garments have specific markings, like symbols resembling a compass and a square.
What do those mean?
They symbolize a life guided by moral and ethical standards. Like, use the compass of divine guidance, the square of integrity.
In everything you do.
Right. It's a continuous personal spiritual touchstone, all day long.
A daily reminder.
A daily reminder of those sacred promises. It reflects an ongoing relationship with God, a commitment to holiness and virtue.
What's surprising maybe is how something so private and personal also seems to act as this powerful marker of community.
That's a brilliant point. It absolutely fosters a strong sense of community, a shared experience among members.
Even though it's worn discreetly.
Exactly. The shared practice creates this unspoken bond. It's a known marker of their collective beliefs, which is quite distinct.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting, doesn't it? The difference in perception, inside versus outside.
Oh, definitely. Within the LDS community, these garments are viewed as sacred vestments. They offer spiritual protection, remind of covenants.
And foster that belonging and identity you mentioned.
Right. Rooted in teachings about modesty, humility, commitment to God. That's the internal view.
But then you look at broader society, or maybe popular media, like the article mentions the secret lives of Mormon wives.
Yeah.
And the portrayal can be, well, quite different, sometimes focusing on them as like an emblem of repression or rigidity.
Precisely. The media often highlights a stark contrast, which can create misconceptions, stereotypes even.
How does that tension play out? Does it create barriers?
It can lead to misunderstandings, for sure, among those unfamiliar with the purpose and meaning. But that juxtaposition, while it creates tension,
yes,
it also serves as a really critical opportunity for education, for dialogue, helping outsiders appreciate the depth of meaning.
Hmm. Bridging that gap between private practice and public perception.
Exactly. It really highlights that gap.
Which leads us nicely into tackling some common misconceptions. Besides the obvious, they're just underwear idea.
Yeah.
What else is misunderstood?
Well, that is a big one. Trivializing them as mere clothing really overlooks their core significance. The reality is they serve a profound spiritual purpose.
Symbolizing commitment, covenants, acting as a shield.
Right. A shield from spiritual harm. That's key.
Okay, what about the idea that they're uncomfortable or impractical, especially today? You hear that critique sometimes.
Yeah, that's another common one. But honestly, many wearers actually talk about their comfort and versatility.
Really?
Yeah, modern fabric options have made a big difference. Breathability, comfort. Plus, and this often surprises people.
What that?
There are clear guidelines for modifying garments to accommodate individual needs, different activities, lifestyles.
That's not widely known outside the faith, I bet.
Generally not, no.
Okay, another one. Do they dictate behavior, like enforce strict codes? That sounds quite restrictive.
No, not directly. They're deeply personal symbols of faith.
So not a rule book worn on the skin?
Not at all. I mean, members are encouraged to live certain principles,
mm-hmm.
kindness, integrity, respect yeah. as part of their covenants, yes.
But the garments themselves don't force conduct.
Exactly. They're symbolic reminders, encouraging those principles, rather than directly binding conduct in some prescriptive way. Understanding their purpose needs nuance, you know, moving past the myths.
So when you actually talk to members, what's the lived reality? What themes come up about wearing them?
A really strong theme is that sense of protection.
Yeah.
And comfort.
Protection again. Spiritual, emotional.
Both, often. Many individuals share that wearing them is a daily reminder of their commitment to church teachings. It instills confidence.
Like the shield idea you mentioned.
Yes, almost like a shield, helping navigate challenges. And it really unifies their identity within the community.
That sense of belonging.
A profound sense of belonging with fellow believers. And it's interesting, sometimes there are initial challenges, adjusting.
Sure, like any change.
Right. But perseverance often leads to deeper spiritual connections. Many come to see them as really profound symbols of dedication, of those covenant ties.
Of course, something this significant doesn't exist without criticism, right? Controversies. What about from former members?
Yeah, from former members, you do often hear the view that garments can exemplify control by the church.
Control, how so?
Reinforcing compliance through sort of dress codes,
uh-huh.
impacting personal identity, sometimes comfort. That's one perspective.
And broader cultural critiques?
Sometimes the argument is that wearing garments contributes to a perception of insularity.
Isolating members.
Potentially isolating members from mainstream society, maybe acting as a barrier to understanding, which can, unfortunately, lead to stigmatization.
Mm.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, you see this complex interplay, right? Individual faith, communal identity, societal perception. They all collide here.
And it's not monolithic within the church either, is it?
Absolutely not. Opinions vary. Many embrace the tradition wholeheartedly, no question. But others do question their modern relevance, maybe seeking a more nuanced interpretation.
Balancing personal agency with those communal beliefs.
Exactly. It's an ongoing conversation for many.
So, given all that, how are attitudes changing? Especially with younger generations. What do modern perspectives look like?
Yeah, here's where it gets really interesting.
Because this isn't just about fabric, right?
Yeah.
It's about faith adapting.
Totally. There's a noticeable shift, especially among younger Latter-day Saints. They seem to be approaching it with a renewed sense of personal agency.
Meaning?
Meaning maybe prioritizing individual spirituality and interpretation over, say, rigid adherence to tradition. Seeing them more as a personal commitment than a mandatory identity piece, perhaps.
And technology plays a role. Social media.
Huge role. Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, they've fostered incredibly open discussions.
People sharing their real experiences.
Yeah. Sharing struggles, celebrations, involving viewpoints. It's created more vibrant conversation about what garments symbolize, how they impact daily life, how they can fit modern values.
And advocating for change?
Some are, yeah. Advocating for changes in cultural perceptions around modesty, body image, comfort, aiming for a more inclusive atmosphere within the faith itself.
Fascinating. So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for understanding faith today?
Well, Mormon garments, in all their complexity, they really invite us to consider how deeply personal commitment and shared identity intertwine, don't they?
They really do. They represent both tradition and adaptation.
Exactly. With those subtle modifications over time, design, fabric meeting needs for comfort, practicality.
And the future, likely more evolution.
I think so. As younger generations continue to redefine their connection, balancing that individual expression with traditional expectations, it'll keep evolving.
So, a final thought, maybe. Mormon garments challenge us to think about how sacred symbols endure, how they evolve, yet somehow hold timeless significance. What stands out to you, listening in, as the most surprising insight from this deep dive? Perhaps how something so personal is also such a profound community marker. Or maybe how faith itself adapts. Lots to think about.